Yeah, here we go. It's Liz Linehan time, state rep from Cheshire, Democrat. Always fun to talk to you. How are you, Liz?
I'm good. How you doing?
It's session time coming up. You excited to get back to work?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've already been back to work. I'm on my way home from the Capitol right now.
So what do you do during this period of time before the session?
Well, I'm starting to get the language down for the bills that I'm going to put forth in my committee. And actually also the bills that I am asking chairs of other committees to raise. So it's a lot of nose to the grindstone legislation writing, and it's also some research about things. And today, actually, was a particularly heavy subject. So it's nice to actually talk to you. Get away from those heavy
stuff. Wow. So we know you had a really bad day. What's the favorite of your own legislation?
So what I'm doing this year is I'm putting forth a couple of pieces of legislation in different areas that actually will work towards the prevention of child sex abuse and adult sexual misconduct towards children. So that's the crux of a couple of bills that I'm putting through.
So what are the types of loopholes in the law that you're trying to fill?
I don't know if they're loopholes per se. I think that sometimes the law needs to catch up with the world.
With technology and stuff like that?
With technology and things like that, absolutely. And additionally, I think that there has been kind of a culture in past years that we don't talk about certain things. But now it comes to light, and people are talking about it, and our laws need to reflect that. And so a lot of it's going to be on the prevention side, and hopefully, you know, we will work with the Judiciary Committee on possibly creating a new law, but we're not there yet. It's still in the beginning stages, but people who know me and know what my passion is, they know what I'm working towards. So that's why today was quite a heavy day. That's not fun data to look over.
All right. So I know you're not excited about having any toll debates or anything, but I wonder if you can just give us an update on what, from your perspective as a Democratic state rep, what is the toll experience for you right now? Is there one, or is it just something happening behind the scenes that you hear about?
Yeah, so for me, I'm not really involved in those conversations because I've already declared that I'm a no, right? So why pull me in? There's been plenty of times when someone has asked me, you know, what will it take to get to yes? And there just hasn't been anything, and so I'm just a dead no. However, I do want to say that continually I'm getting emails from people inside and outside of my district who still have wrong information about what tolls are, what they'll do. For instance, I did hear one of your callers say that he's fine paying tolls in other states because he knows that money is going to go to roads, but he doesn't think that's going to happen here because we have such crushing long-term debt due to pension liabilities. And while those two things are true, that tolls in other states go to roads, and we do have crushing debt that we need to address, it is federally mandated that every dollar that is collected for tolls be spent on the road in which it's collected on. So, you know, there's just constant misinformation.
Well, I don't know that.
My opinion.
I don't know that that information is that far off. There is language in some of the federal programs that allow these kinds of things to happen in a state like Connecticut that says that after the if the money coming in exceeds the requirements for that money on the particular bridge for which it's being collected, then that money can be spent on other overheads. And what we do know is that nothing is true that we get told during the sales process for these types of things. So you have to assume the worst and believe that they plan on collecting way more money than what might be needed for individual bridges, so that money can be diverted off to overheads, which can be interpreted rather freely.
I think the problem is consistent interpretation of the law, right? So find me another state that actually does that. I don't know if there is one. You know, one of the things that I think that legislators need to do a better job of is communicating with constituents. And that's always really been one of my very top priorities. So I have always answered all questions and gotten information that I don't have. And I can tell you that there are many, many, many times that constituents just have the wrong information. And I think it honestly boils down to sound bites versus long explanations. So you can hear something in a sound bite and believe it, but when it's required for us to actually explain the entire situation, people tune out. It's too much to hear. It's a little complicated. I mean, the truth is complicated.
All right, hold on one sec, Liz. It is, and we will do our own sound bites here of traffic and weather information and then continue the conversation. Liz Linehan is here, state representative from Cheshire. There is that guy again, on the Democratic side. So, Liz, on...
Actually, you know, can I interrupt you for a quick second? Can you indulge me to do my own little traffic report?
Sure.
Okay, so if there's a guy on 84 in Southington who is following behind a white Pilot with a Power Ranger magnet on it, get off my tail, if he's listening, because that's driving me nuts. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I had to do that, because this guy's going to kill me. So if I get into an accident, now it's, you know, in the archives forever that it's this guy.
All right, which way are you going on 84?
I am headed west.
Okay. So on the tolls, you were talking about misinformation, and certainly there's lots of misinformation because I see this being deliberately disseminated by certain politicians in order to make sure people think that the reason for doing things or the benefits are different from what they are. I've got
so
a question.
I will tell you that may be true, but I will, and I don't know for sure. I'm saying it may be true, but I do know for sure that there are certain politicians on the other side of the aisle that are disseminating information that is not true for the purpose of not giving people the truth and have them vote for their party.
Well, it's always my assumption that the nefarious things done on one side are done on both sides. But
for
in
sure.
this particular debate, one of the great challenges, it's really been amazing because for a year we've been talking about tolls, and one of the things we're always doing is shooting down phony arguments that that are pushed by Democrats all the time to get people thinking that tolls are not going to affect them or that they're innocent. For example, when you say that half of the tolls will come from out-of-state drivers, that's one of the things. The governor has used every number from 25% up to 50% to say what percentage will be coming from out-of-state. Now, why would a guy at the top line of available information be using different numbers all the time?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't answer that for you. I haven't seen any of those studies. But remember, I think part of it is that I haven't seen any of those studies because I'm a no, you know, so I think that they're just not working on me for that.
Well, no, I think they just make stuff up. But there are studies online that have been done over recent years. And the Smith study, I think the company is called, the consulting firm, was at 25%. That's what they said that could be expected in Connecticut. But when you're doing a sales pitch, people tend to puff. The trouble is this puffery is deceiving voters to get them to support something they would not be inclined to support otherwise. Go ahead.
What's really interesting, though, is that I heard you have the no tolls guy on, and he had said that something around 110,000 people signed the no tolls pledge or what have you. So, but I've been in the most conservative part of my district and talking one-on-one with voters, and I was hard-pressed to find someone who didn't want truck tolls. And I really believe that my no vote is going to put me in danger with some of those people. To me, in my district, it really does seem to be a 50-50 split based on the constituents that I've spoken to.
Well, if it's a 50-50
split all the time.
If it's 50-50, then you have nothing to worry about. But keep in mind that this is a default position that was gone to in order to benefit from people saying, oh, after 82 gantries, why do we object to a dozen? Right?
And I understand your argument.
And by the way, we know that they have nobody, no state in the union is going to ever cut back on tolls or leave them where they are today. The long-term plan.
I mean, Connecticut did.
Did what?
We had tolls and then cut back on them.
In a different era when there was a horrible event that created an explosive political moment. But
all right, so I'm going to play devil's advocate. And
okay.
Remember that, you know, I've already said I'm a no on this, so I'm not trying to convince you. But as devil's advocate, let me ask you this. What if the Gold Star Bridge collapsed and killed 30 people? Then what would you say?
Well, I would say certainly somebody should have told us that the bridge was in danger of collapsing.
But they are telling you that.
No, they aren't. They're specifically saying.
There are reports out there that say that there are specific bridges that are X percent deficient, and that the Gold Star Bridge itself literally has pieces falling off the bridge, and they've had to close a parking lot underneath the Gold Star Bridge because debris from the bridge, the actual structure, has been falling on cars.
But that's different from it not being structurally sound. The governor himself, who is very cute with language, talking about the Mianus River Bridge collapse, saying he was on the bridge that day it collapsed, and creating a sense of connection between that tragedy and potential tragedies right now. And as soon as he gets too close, he backs off and says, well, of course, none of our bridges are in that condition, because if they are, there's plenty of money available to repair those bridges, and they should be repaired. The problem here is not a lack of funding other than exploding debt and a permanent refusal to ever go back to an existing program and cut the amount of money that's going into it, and or get rid of it altogether because it no longer matters.
So have you had a chance to look up what we talked about last week about my idea on how to trim the fat from certain department budgets, results-based accountability?
You mean to find out what that phrase means? I already endorsed the idea of being of account-based, what's it called?
It's results-based accountability.
I love that. Who could object to that phrase?
But, you know, I think that the answer usually lies somewhere in between. And so, to that end, I want to invite all of your listeners to head to my Facebook page, because I do have two videos. They're long. I think they're both an hour each. The first one is I sit down with some of the no-toll people and the Yankee Institute, and we talk about a lot of the issues. And then the second one, I have the Yankee Institute and Roland Lamar, who is the chair of the Transportation Committee, and we talk about it there too. Now, keep in mind that that is about an older proposal, because these videos are, I think it was 6 to 8 months old. However, it still does talk about the federal funding, what it means for Connecticut. It does set some of those things straight, although we're not just talking about truck tolling. But I think it is interesting listening, and it's both sides of the argument.
Where is this?
That's on my Facebook page. So
okay.
Facebook.com/RepLinehan.
All right, we'll check it out. Liz?
Cool.
Nice to have you here. I'm going to do a lot of investigating on accounting-based results ability, and we'll talk about it next week, okay?
Sounds good.
It sounds like zero-based budgeting, actually, so maybe we could find some.
I love zero-based budgeting, and I put in a bill for that, too.
Okay, good. Good. Good, good, good. Results-based accountability.
There you go.
I said it. Liz Linehan, Democrat from Cheshire. We'll see you next week.